good to be in the Lord's house again, you know. It's good to be where His presence is, His Spirit is.
Yes.
And, yeah, it's just sweet. I think the Bible says that it's sweeter than honeycomb. Yep. Amen.
That's right, brother.
And been thinking about all day what to preach on. Jerry kind of cornered me yesterday about coming to preach tonight, and I hadn't really had anything on my mind, maybe just one or two little things, you know, what you might call popcorn messages. And anybody ever had, you ever had any popcorn messages?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, they happen every now and then.
Sir.
Don't know which one to, which kernel to pick.
That's right. That's right.
And Jerry hit on something last night when he was moderating. We went to the ordination of Brother Michael Pierce last night and had a wonderful time. Wonderful word was brought out. And I believe it did me good.
You
know, all them questions, everything that was asked,
sir,
it did me a lot of good encouragement.
Yes,
helped
sir.
Me remember when I used to, when I got ordained here and when I began to start my ministry and things like that, things that are easy to slip. And when you go to something like that, it kind of helps you renew your resolve in the Lord. And Jerry hit upon something last night that kind of gave me an idea for maybe what to preach on tonight. And if the Lord allows, we'll be going that direction. But he got to talking about that. He had asked Michael, his question to Michael was, what was faith? And he had quoted, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. And began to tell a story of who we all know to be Brother Ed here. And about how me and Jerry went to go witness one day. He had called, or I called him one, and said he was about to go visit the hospital, at the hospital, and I told him that I'd he'd wait on me, I'd go visit with him. And we had a wonderful day that day, and best part of it to me, I think, was when the pastor got rode up for falling on the curbside. That was a good day. He left that part out last night. I remember that part.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think about it last night. But when he was talking about that, you know, he got to talking about as we went on the journey and had how he visited and how he went back to see Ed and Martha. And little by little, as time went on, that faith became sight. I mean, the thing that we worked for, that Jerry worked for, that I kind of initially helped out with and went and visited, we got to see him baptized yesterday. And that was, you know, as you follow that journey, it took a little while for that to happen. You know, things don't just happen immediately sometimes.
Right.
We have to be patient with the Lord. The Bible says many places to wait upon the Lord. And He'll renew your strength and give you wings like eagles. But I begin to think about that, and a verse come to my mind, and if you got your Bibles, you can be turning there. It's Jude. It's only one chapter, but it's verse 20. And this came to my mind last night as I was thinking about that. This verse just popped into my mind, and Lord be our helper, we're going to be preaching on that tonight. But it says in Jude verse 20, it says, "But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life."
Amen.
And that's about as far as we're going to read. You know, that those two verses say a lot there. You know, a lot of times, like I said, we wait on the Lord and we get discouraged sometimes because it seems like there's no answer in sight. It seems like there's no answer on our time. We wait and we wait and we think, Lord, where are you at? When are you coming? And the Lord works on His own timetable.
Yeah,
you see, He is not inside time like we are today.
Mm-hmm.
He created time. Amen. He is outside of time and space. He has control over all that. So when Jesus was so-called late to the funeral of Lazarus, amen, He wasn't really late because, you know, God can take time and He can reverse that. Amen.
Yeah.
He took the time. Amen. When Hezekiah, I believe it was Hezekiah, his life was extended 15 years.
Yeah.
Amen. And over at Joshua, the time stopped there for a period of, I believe it was 24 hours, a whole day. The sun stood still. Amen. God has control over time. So 4 days was nothing to the Lord. Amen. He knew when He went there. Amen. That God's glory was going to be shown. Amen. And he went there and He told him to roll the stone away where Lazarus was. And when He called Lazarus' name, He said, "Lazarus, come forth, and Lazarus came forth bound, and wrapped in those linen clothes, those grave clothes, and he told him, he said, loose him, and let him go. So God has no worries about time today. We get worried, we get concerned. Time goes on, we get older, we get worried about our health, and we think, Lord, am I going to live to see so-and-so get saved? Am I going to live to see my prayers answered? We get discouraged, and the devil would like nothing better than for us to be discouraged and think that it just give up all hope, give up all hope of anything that we have prayed for, of anything that thus saith the Lord, and people get discouraged, and they get in such despair. I don't think I've ever heard the amount of suicides as I have in this day and age. Every time you turn around, some celebrity has committed suicide, or somebody down the road has committed suicide. We just heard somebody not long ago, we had heard a prayer requested for this little boy, who had taken his own life here in local, where we are at today. And that's because the devil is raging. He knows his time is short, and he has come to do nothing but to kill, steal, and destroy everything that God wants to build up.
Amen. Yeah.
So he wants to kill, steal, and destroy our very faith and the very foundation of our faith, our heritage. Amen. But Jude is one of the most bold letters in the whole Bible. Jude didn't pull any punches. He wasn't shy about saying what thus saith the Lord. Amen. He's the one that we read about how some people are so ungodly. They're twice dead. They're plucked up by the roots. They have ungodly deeds. In one verse, he said the word ungodly about five or six times. He wasn't pulling any punches. He wanted the church, to understand, that we, in the middle of all this ungodliness, we have to keep ourselves unspotted from the world and build ourselves up on our most holy faith.
Amen.
Praying in the Holy Ghost. He says, keep yourselves in the love of God. You know, while we're waiting for God to answer prayer, we need to realize that God loves us, We need to keep ourselves, to where we are thinking only of Him, thinking only that He loves us enough that He wants the best to come out for us. He doesn't have evil thoughts toward us. He's got happy thoughts. He's got good thoughts towards us. He's got wants to give us a hope and expected end, as it says in Jeremiah 29:11. God wants us to have a happy and expected end at the end of the way. And we need to remind ourselves of that. Paul said in Philippians chapter 4 over there, I think it's verse 8, to think on the things that are pure, on the things that are holy, on the things that are virtuous, on the things that are good. Continue to meditate upon these things, because the devil wants to slip in, and even if it's a minutest bit of doubt, he wants to take that and cause it to spread like a cancer. So while we wait on the Lord, while we are to build ourselves up on the faith, we're to keep ourselves in the love of God. And we are to look for Christ. We're to look for the mercy of the Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Ultimately, our goal is to make heaven our home. Ultimately, our goal is to inherit eternal life. That we may live with God and Christ forevermore. And not only that, but to take others with us and to warn them of the judgment to come. If they don't repent. Jude said to build yourselves up on your most holy faith. If I had a thought tonight, it would be working on a building. We're all working on a building our faith. Today, we live in this day we live in. It's so easy. We was at the singing this morning, and Sandy talked about how she had heard of the Bible study that she was recently at her church. How easy it is to get our focus off God and get worried about what this church member's doing and worried about what that politician's doing and worried about what so-and-so over here is doing. That's what we preached on not too long ago. About Peter being so concerned with the disciple John that he had asked God, he asked Christ, he said, well, what shall this man do, Lord? And Jesus said, well, if he tarry until I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. We need to follow God. We need to follow what He has us to do. But she went on to say that You know, it's important that we need to focus on God.
Yeah.
She said, they told a story, I'll see if I can remember this. That this woman had got so disgusted with hypocrites in the church and so discouraged with how things were running in the church that she went up to the pastor and she said something along the lines of, "Well, I'm quitting church. I can't stand it no more."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the pastor said, "Okay, you could quit church, but I need you to do this one thing for me before you do." He filled up a glass of water to the brim. And he said, I want you to take this glass of water. And I want you to walk all the way around the church with it. And don't spill a drop." And she took that glass of water. She was walking slowly. She went all the way around that church, making sure not to spill that. Not a drop. She wanted to pass this test, you see, that the pastor wanted to get to her. And on she went and didn't spill a drop. And she got back up to the pulpit, and the pastor asked her one question. Oh, glory. He said, "What did you see?" She said, "Well, I didn't see nothing but that glass of water."
Yeah.
He said, "That's exactly how you need to serve God.
Amen.
Your focus needs to be on God and God alone. Not what the so-and-so's doing in this pen, not what the pastor's doing, but you need to focus on what God says in your life. Amen. And we've got to build up our faith. Amen. I can't use the tools to build up Brother Jerry's faith. I can't build up so-and-so, somebody else's faith. I've got to be concerned with my own salvation. The Bible says to work out your own salvation.
Amen. Yes, that's right.
With fear and trembling.
That's right.
That's the way life is.
Yes.
When it ultimately comes down to it, it's going to be me and the Lord, and nobody's going to stand in my place.
Right.
Except for Jesus. He stood in my place.
Amen.
Amen.
He is.
Yeah. But as we go through life, I want you to think about what we were talking about earlier about we see this brother getting saved, and we put some work and time and effort into it. Eventually, we see that fruit come out of that faith, that evidence that we talked about, that substance that was made into something that went from faith to sight. Amen. And today, we walk by faith, not by sight. But one day after a while, all the steps that we've taken, all the things that we've done in life for our faith, amen, we go into the pearly gates one day after a while, and everything that we had prayed for, everything that we had hoped for, and believe God for, amen, once the doors were open,
amen,
it will all be shined. We'll feast our eyes upon everything we only dreamed of.
Amen.
Amen. Because of what Jesus did at the cross.
Amen.
Amen. What a joy it is to serve the Lord. Amen. Amen. Sometimes we get down and, amen, I didn't know what I was going to preach on when I got here. Didn't have a clue. Just had that little thought. But you know how, like I said, there were other messages just popcorning around. Hey, but then finally Melissa told me what Jerry preached on today. He said something about faith. And I thought, well, that's probably from last night, continuing on. And I got to thinking, well, Lord, I mean, I can't help it if this is what you gave me. Amen. This is what I got from last night. So, amen, I just have to do the best I can. Like Jerry said, I don't know no better than to mind the Lord.
Amen.
We need to know that when we build ourselves, when we build our faith up, you know, it takes time.
Amen.
It takes time to build a building. Right now, in Cookeville, they're building that big old huge mall shopping complex there right on the middle of Interstate Drive.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I've seen a lot of stuff just go up. I mean, it's happening quick.
Yeah.
But it takes time. That's been weeks.
Yeah.
It's been months.
Yeah.
You see apartment buildings go up, and every day you drive by there, and it seems like it just takes forever. Then all of a sudden you start ignoring it because you've just seen it so many times.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, you look around and it's done.
That's right.
You know, if we just focus on the Lord, things will work out.
Yeah.
Before we know it, that prayer is answered.
Mm-hmm.
As we go through this life, as we build ourselves up on our faith, I want you to realize it takes time. It's a process. But amen, that song that Rita sung this evening, that first song she sung, we heard that last night.
Mm-hmm.
We heard that last night, didn't we? That's the first song they sung last night. Trust and obey.
Amen, brother.
Hey, there ain't no other way to be happy than to trust in the Lord with all your heart. He won't take half, as the song that says, It takes 100 to go to heaven, 99 and a half won't do.
Right.
Amen. Right. Jesus said you need to love the Lord with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And the second commandment's like in the first, love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yes.
Here's some verses I got about trusting the Lord. Amen. Listen to these powerful verses. You know, all it takes is trust and obedience. Sometimes as you walk in the road of faith, you just got to trust the process.
Amen.
You don't see how it's going to come out. Boy, I always think of Abraham when I think of this. God called him from a land he had grown up in, he'd known. Amen. And all of a sudden he's telling him to go someplace else he'd probably never been. Abraham didn't have any questions. He didn't have any complaints. He just got up and went.
Amen.
He didn't have to know the whole details of how everything went. He knew that God knew in advance.
Amen.
God knows in advance the details. When He tells us to go somewhere, when He tells us to do something, all we got to do is trust.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
We've got to launch out and trust in the Lord and be determined to. Psalm 37:3 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." Verse 5 said, "Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass." Psalm 118:8, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." Man will fail you every time.
Amen.
The president will fail you every time. Politicians will fail you. Amen. Anybody that has this right here stuff on the skin, this flesh, is going to fail you.
That's right.
We have one that conquered this old flesh. He conquered death. He conquered hell. He conquered the grave. And He's alive forevermore at the right hand of God. Amen. We put our trust and our faith in Him.
Amen.
Proverbs 3:5, one of my favorite verses of the Bible. "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding."
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6 says, "In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths." Isaiah 26:4, "Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength."
Amen.
Isaiah 50:10, "Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of His servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord, and stay upon His God." When you trust in the Lord, folks, when you have faith in the Lord, you have peace.
That's right.
Passeth all understanding.
That's right, brother.
Isaiah 26:3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee."
Yeah.
Is your mind stayed on the Lord today, or is it stayed on circumstances? Is it stayed on what the White House is doing? Is it stayed on what your bank account's doing? Is it stayed on what Social Security's doing? Is it stayed on anything else that may be troubling you that has nothing to do with any of that? Then trust in the Lord.
Amen.
Get it off the things of this world. Trust in the Lord, because just like Peter, when he got out of the boat just fine. He got on the water and walked to Jesus, but he didn't get all the way because he took his focus off the Lord. And he saw the waves are raging. He saw everything else. His mind wasn't stayed like that lady with that cup of water on the Lord. We need our minds focused on the Lord today.
Amen.
We need our minds focused on the Lord. We need to have faith in God. We need to keep our faith solid. Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15:58, I believe it is, "Be ye steadfast, unmovable." Amen. Always abounding in the work of the Lord. So that you know your labor in the Lord is not in vain.
Amen.
I'd hate to know I got to the end of my journey and that my work had been all in vain. Amen. That everything I'd done had been in vain. Why? Because I couldn't hold on just a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
Because I couldn't trust the Lord all the way.
Amen.
There's a lot of things in life that you have to put your trust in when you go out and do it.
Amen.
When you start that car up and you go down the road 70 miles an hour, you got to put your trust in that the wheels will fall off.
Amen.
When you go to the doctor and they say, "Well, you're going to have surgery." You got to put your trust in that doctor's hands that they know what they're doing. If that degree on the wall means they've done a few of these and they know exactly what they're doing. Well, let me tell you something that's greater than any doctor, any car manufacturer in the world. God made this whole world with just His voice. Oh, talk about power. All He did was speak and it was there. That's all He had to do. And He can look at anything in our life and just speak a word. And it'll be happy. It'll be done. Even as it is according to our faith.
Amen.
Amen.
We need to build ourselves on our most holy faith.
Yes.
Look at those from the Bible. Abraham, Moses, all those are forefathers of the faith. That's why it's listed in Hebrews 11, because we need an example to look back on and see that when we get discouraged, we can look back and see that God helped those men who were just like us. They had flesh. They had emotions. Amen. They had fears. But they also had God. Amen.
Amen.
And He trumps all of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He trumps all of it.
Amen.
As we stand tonight,
amen.
I've enjoyed. We've had a good day today.
Amen.
I told the church this morning, I said, I'm glad that God is the same God here as He is 10 states away.
That's right.
Why? Because I take Him with me.
Yep. That's right. Brother.
Amen. And He's also there. If they let Him in, if they allow Him in, He's also there.
He is.
We need to take God out there in the world.
Yep.
Take God out there to our loved ones.
Yes.
Take God out there to our workplace. Take God out there to their schools.
Yeah, amen.
We need God back in America, folks.
That's right, brother.
We've kicked Him out for way too long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I want to see Him welcome back in.
That's right.
Amen. We've got heathens raging.
Yeah.
All kinds of sacrilegious practices taking place. And this world is just going downhill.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Only God can fix it.
Amen.
Amen. So if you don't have anything else to pray for, pray for this country.
That's right.
Pray for our leaders. We've got the election coming up. All this stuff going on. We need to pray for those people that are in office. Because no doubt how hard decisions they have to make.
Amen.
But we need to pray that God will guide them. Anybody has a need tonight.
Amen.
If you need a little bit more help trying to build your faith, we're serving the Master Carpenter today. He knows all the angles. He knows all. He can make it just level as you want to
Amen.
He's the chief cornerstone.
Yes, He is.
You have a need. If your building, if your foundation is crumbling, come to God.
Amen.
He can fix it back up. He can patch it up.
Amen.
As we turn just for a little moment, think about it in your heart.
Amen.
The Bible talks about examining your own self.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I can't be your examiner. Only you can examine yourself.
Yeah.
Only God can tug at that heart
and
say there's something you need to pray about.
Amen.
It could be anything. It could be a lost loved one. It could be a family member. It could be something else. But if you have a need, come to Him tonight. Come and dine, as the song said earlier. Come and dine at the Master's table. He's got it spread.
Amen.
I just want to say that I think it was you that mentioned last night about after 10 years you hadn't learned as much as you thought you would, and after 20 years you hadn't learned as much as you thought you would, and then you kept going. And this year, this past month, July, I've been preaching for the Lord 11 years, and been serving the Lord 20 years, a little over 20 years.
Yep.
And I just feel like I I'm a newborn again, just having to learn all over again. Some of the stuff that the Lord is just, that faith.
Yep.
Yes.
You keep pressing on, the Lord sees that you're worthy to get to the next level.
Yep.
Yes.
You're worthy to get to learn more.
Amen.
And be revealed more things.
Yep.
And it's just amazing. I mean, there ain't no place to stop and turn around.
And you have to prove to Him that you're willing to go.
Yes.
Amen.
He'll let you just drift right on down to the doorway of death. And you were slothful, would not work, just do whatever you wanted to do. And He said, depart from me. I never knew you.
That's right.
That's sad. But there's a reward along the way of knowledge and wisdom. You know, I learned something as we go along. I learned something tonight. Man, how close I come to going on home, because I hurt my leg. Rick was there, we went on in. But he did get rolled up free. I wouldn't go and tell that for you. That's all right. It's good sometimes to get caught in a situation and be revealed. The Lord will reveal you.
Let you know God is in control.
He's in control. Don't forget that. Amen. It's been good tonight. Just